This is Fresh Air. In cultural matters, it's often forgotten how technology can mean power and status. World music critic Milo Miles explores the music of the East African country of Tanzania and how one of its popular music stars, Remy Angala, has gone beyond the local limits.
The old conundrum goes, if a tree falls in the forest and there's no one there to hear it, does it make a noise? Media and technology have become so powerful around the world that the proper modern answer to the question is, it only makes a noise if there's somebody there to record it. How many popular music trees have fallen in impoverished Tanzania is hard to tell in the West, since the country has no recording industry to speak of. What has leaked out over the years has been tantalizing. Here's a selection done on traditional instruments. The song champions native Tanzanian culture and music pretty defensively. This is no surprise, since popular music in Tanzania has been nearly taken over by the pervasive electric guitar style from Zaire known as soukous. In fact, many of the most popular performers in Tanzania are expatriate Zairians. But the lilting, airy patterns played on the Tanzanian thumb piano, or mabira, affect the way soukous is played there. This is particularly so when the tunes are sung in the national language Swahili, as is this number by Orchestra Makasi. Although not on that recording, Zairean songwriter, singer, and guitarist Remy Angala was a member of Orchestra Makasi. He became tremendously famous only when he began leading Orchestra Super Matamila, named after the businessman who buys them their instruments and finances their affairs. The fans call Angala the doctor, and he is a massive culture hero at home. Trouble is, until now, it was hard to tell why. Orchestra Super Matamila had only one record readily available in the U.S., Nalilia Mawana, and it was a lo-fi affair that didn't include enough members of the band. Remy Angala sounded pleasant enough, but sedate and derivative. But what a difference a decent studio recording and a few more upbeat songs can make. Angala's new album, Songs for the Poor Man, was done in London with eight performers from Super Matamila. It's a smashing triumph for him as a vocalist, songwriter, and bandleader. His singing is nimble, proud, full of nuance, and he's obviously heard American soul records. The song Usingizi is about how sleep always conquers everyone, but how much easier it is to give in if you have someone to sleep with. Quiero Songs for the Poor Man also includes fairly complete lyric translations that show Ongala is a varied and compassionate writer. Not only is he a homespun philosopher with smart tunes about sleep and death, but he's uncommonly sympathetic to the inferior status of women in African society. His masterpieces, though, are songs that point out how poverty and lack of opportunity rob life of meaning and crush the spirit. A standout is The Voice of the Underdog, the story of an orphan's struggles to get by in both the city and the country village. Remy Ongala sings parables of suffering that need to be heard here as well as Tanzania.
Mama, yeah, 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 yeah. Mama, mi nani awe. Mama, uko wapi. Mama, na pese kai. Mama, meni ficha wapi. Mama, yo, 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 yo. Mama, mi nani awe. Mama, mi nani awe.
Milo Miles is a freelance journalist who writes about pop music for The Village Voice. Remy Ongala's Songs for the Poor Man is on the Virgin Real World label. This is Fresh Air.